My guest at this time is Sean Riley. He is an outreach and research analyst at Concerned Veterans for America. He is previously the assistant director of the National Legislative Division of the American Legion, and he is a veteran. He served as an infantryman in Maryland's Army National Guard's 175th Infantry Regiment and 158th Cavalry Regiment for 9 years. He also did a tour in Iraq as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom and a tour at Guantanamo Bay in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. So he knows the veterans issue from all sides. And as we come to Memorial Day weekend and more news about the VA, in particular comments from the VA Secretary Robert McDonald, we want to get an inside look on how veterans are reacting to the quality of care at the VA and whether things are actually getting better since the wait time scandal broke 2 years ago. And Sean, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, obviously, the issue came back into the news in recent days with Secretary McDonald saying that he didn't think it was fair to exactly determine efficiency at the VA based on the time between a veteran requesting an appointment with a doctor and actually seeing a doctor, then making the comparison with lines at Disney World and saying that it's the experience and not the exact wait time that really matters here. Led a lot of people into wondering how much has actually changed at the VA in the 2 years since the scandal broke and nearly that much time since he became secretary. Have you noticed a major change both in attitude as well as approach at the VA, or is it largely the same?
As far as I can tell, it's largely the same. I don't think much has changed in that time. And I know that they have Secretary McDonald was brought on to try and to affect some change with regard to a lot of these problems in the wake of Secretary Shinseki's resignation. But I don't think, as far as I can tell, much has changed. And I think that's largely because a lot of these problems are systemic to the VA system overall. There's a problem with VA being able to be flexible enough to meet the demands of veterans as the demographics change, as they move around, as they age and require more care. I mean, there's just real structural issues at the VA that can really be fixed in a couple of years and can't really be fixed by just the changing of the secretary. I mean, beyond that, there are cultural issues. It's long been recognized that there are deep-seated cultural issues in VA that causes a real lack of responsiveness to veterans and things of that nature. So as far as I can tell, not much has changed.
If the culture is so systemic, Sean, then can it ever change without taking decades? Obviously, we have veterans who need care sooner rather than later. So is this something that needs to be torn down, or is this something that actually can be reformed?
Our hope here at CVA is that it can be reformed. But what it's going to take, frankly, is big thinking. It's going to take thinking differently about how our country provides healthcare to veterans. What CVA has proposed, and we have put out a policy document called the Fixing Veterans Healthcare Task Force Report. It's a task force that was put together in 2014, met over the course of several months, and developed a comprehensive policy document that basically recommends that VA be pulled out of the Office of Personnel Management system. This is a federal government-controlled system for civil service, and that the governance be put in the hands of a nonprofit style board of directors. So effectively what this would do would be to allow VA to kind of rationalize itself. It would bring a lot more accountability to the employees, and it would just allow it to function really as a healthcare system that is chartered by and funded by the federal government rather than as a bureaucracy that's attempting to give healthcare. I think a lot of the problems that we see that we currently have is essentially a bureaucracy and bureaucrats that are attempting to give healthcare. And you know, I want to emphasize, I know that there are a lot of very good, dedicated people at VA, and frankly, I think they're set up to fail. No matter how good their intentions are, the structure of the system too often undermines their ability to do their job.
We're talking with Sean Riley at Concerned Veterans for America. A couple questions left in our time here, Sean. First of all, you obviously hear from veterans on a regular basis. What are their biggest frustrations, their most common frustrations with the VA right now?
It's pretty widely recognized that Once you can get into the system, there are places that VA does very well in terms of getting, in terms of quality of care. The part of the problem is that it is so inconsistent. Whereas in one area, VA might be really, really great, but in another area, it might be really poor quality. But the other part is that it's difficult to get into the system to begin with. And there's something to be said for the idea that, delayed care is denied care, and denied care is bad care, right? So it's kind of a little bit disingenuous to say, well, the care is really great if you can get it, because part of the meaning of great care is being able to have access to it. Probably the biggest complaint is the lack of ability to get into the system when it's needed. And then, secondly would be these areas of poor care that are sort of dispersed throughout the country.
Sean, you mentioned a few minutes ago that we need someone who will think big ideas on how to reform this and not make it a huge government bureaucracy, but set up in a way that that allows the system to work well without such a huge, heavy government hand. When you look at the presidential race, I'm sure your organization's not in the business of endorsing anyone at this point, but if you are, go ahead and say so. We hear a lot from Donald Trump that we're going to help the vets, and while his website's got quite a few more details on that, we don't get much more than that from him on the stump. So what do you want to hear in terms of either of these candidates really rolling up their sleeves and getting to work on this?
We would obviously love it if someone were to take up our proposal, because as it stands right now, that is our definitive statement on what needs to happen. This is a big lift, and people are going to have to roll up their sleeves and really dig in and into the nitty-gritty of the policy. It's very easy to give platitudes like, we should take care of our vets, pretty uncontroversial statement, but exactly how that's done is a little less clear many of the times. I mean, this is from the presidential level on down through Congress, and platitudes are great, but when veterans are still being delayed and denied care, platitudes aren't a lot of help.
Sean, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you, sir, very much for your time, and thank you for your service to our country.
Great. Thank you.
Sean Riley is an outreach and research analyst at Concerned Veterans for America. He's a veteran of the United States, and he is a former assistant director of the National Legislative Division of the American Legion at its national headquarters here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.